Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings, events of interest in our community. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Mark Perry, Executive Director of the Florida Oceanographic Society, the Florida Oceanographic Coastal Center, a 57-acre marine life nature center, is located on Hutchinson Island in Stewart, opposite the new Elliott Museum. The center has recently opened four new exhibits. Mark, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Hey, good to be here, Drew. Good to be here.
We've got a lot to talk about, so I thought I'd almost play a word association. I'll give you the name of the new exhibit, and you'll give me a couple of sentences on what it's about. The first one, Habitats in the Round.
Right. Habitats in the Round is a new exhibit that we opened up, and it's literally a rounded exhibit with four different tanks, and they talk about seagrasses, mangroves, reef rubble, and our oyster reefs that are very important habitats in, of course, the Indian River Lagoon and the St. Lucie Estuary.
Number two, water quality exhibit.
Water quality is a key of all the different environments in our area. As you know, estuaries are a saltwater, freshwater mix, so we have a range of different water quality that's important to things, and we show people the basic four components of water quality and how they're measured and how they're actually gathered by instrumentation and what that means to the biological input.
The third new exhibit, the Animal Health Lab.
Yes. We needed a new preparation room, if you will, for all the food that we feed all the animals at Florida Oceanographic there. So we, instead of behind the scenes, we brought it out in the front so people can interact with our biologists behind the window. They can see what they're preparing and ask them, well, who's going to eat that and what is that for?
And last but not least, the sea turtle pavilion.
Yes. As you know, we have non-releasable sea turtles. These are sea turtles that have been injured or can't be released to the wild because they wouldn't survive, and they need a home. So in our Game Fish Lagoon, 750,000 gallons, we provide a great home for them. And that sea turtle pavilion is now complete on the southwest corner of the lagoon, where you can look down and literally see our sea turtles close up and personal, and it's a great experience.
And you have a sea turtle workshop coming up?
Right. Those who want to learn more about sea turtles, as you know, our nesting season is in the summer. Our highest nesting beaches in the Western Hemisphere for loggerhead sea turtles are right along the Treasure Coast. And so we have what we call Sea Turtle 101, which is literally a class to learn more about it on March 27th coming up. So if you want information on that, to enroll in that, go to our website and check it out. And if you really want to volunteer and help train, it trains you for being a volunteer to be a scout during our programs we do in the summer, where we do literally nighttime walks to look at sea turtle nesting close up.
I'm speaking today with Mark Perry, Executive Director of the Florida Oceanographic Society. You've got a couple of more lectures in your coastal lecture series coming up. Since we're doing word association, we'll keep going on April 8th. Your backyard is in danger. Learn how you can help. What's that about?
Well, the Indian River Lagoon, it's about our backyard. It's literally this Indian River Lagoon, as you know, extends from Cape Canaveral south to Jupiter, 156 miles long. But it's a very shallow, 3 foot deep, a mile wide on an average. And Troy Rice from the National Estuary Program will be down to really explain to us the details of why is it an important lagoon? What's so valuable about this long, narrow, shallow water body connected by five ocean inlets?
And you'll finish up your lecture series on April 22nd with Revitalizing the National Treasure. This is a talk that you're doing on the Everglades.
That's right. I get to wrap it up, so to say. And the Everglades, of course, we've been engaged so often in trying to restore that natural flow from the Kissimmee River, Lake Okeechobee, south through the Everglades system. And, of course, the damaging discharges that come east or west to us or the Caloosahatchee Estuary are both are something we want to redirect. We want to keep that water on Florida and redirect it south. It's a long, long-term restoration effort. In fact, the largest in the world, and it's going to take another 20 years or so. So we really need to make sure we're getting on the right track, so to say, and keeping the agencies moving forward on it.
I've been speaking today with Mark Perry, Executive Director of the Florida Oceanographic Society. If you'd like to find out more about the Coastal Center and the work the Society is doing, go to their website, floridaocean.org. Mark, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
You're very welcome.